Retail sales have people wondering, is the recovery petering out?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Sales at U.S. retailers fell for a second month in June. The Commerce Department reported today weak car and gasoline sales were mostly to blame. Analysts had expected a smaller dip. A European Union decision this morning means essentially that British Airways and American Airlines will function as one on their transatlantic routes. That means when you book a flight on one airline, you could very well be flying on the other. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London to talk about why this is such a big deal. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So the two airlines are already in an alliance, right? I mean, what's new with today's decision?
This will get them working even more closely together, coordinating flights and fares, running joint frequent flyer programs, for example. They say they need to do this to cut costs at a time when many airlines are still losing money. The U.S. regulator, by the way, still has got to have its say, but it's expected to give its blessing.
And why is that? Why do we need regulatory approval for this? Why couldn't they just sign a deal on their own?
BA's rivals argue that this alliance will be anti-competitive. They say it'll push up transatlantic airfares and so forth. It is a subject for the regulator. BA says this is nonsense. There have been similar transatlantic alliances running for some years now. Air France and Delta, for example, Lufthansa and United. So they say it would be illogical to block this alliance. Airline industry observers say if this was virtually any other global industry which needs to consolidate, there would be transatlantic mergers. I mean, BA would be taking over American or vice versa. But David Learmount, editor of Flight Global magazine, says that isn't going to happen soon.
At the moment, the world still has not got its head around that idea. And the biggest opponent of the idea of having airlines which are not national is the United States of America.
Mm. Now, Stephen, is this just a first step? Could we see a transatlantic merger?
Well, you tell me. I mean, that's you're where the opposition is. I mean, the U.S. feels that airlines based in the U.S. need to be American for security reasons. Many Europeans, however, say that's not the case. In time of a national emergency, for example, any government can commandeer any airline operating in its territory.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Smaller American banks, those with assets below $100 billion, are less likely to be able to repay money from the Troubled Asset Relief Program. That is the latest warning from the Congressional Oversight Panel, out with its monthly report on TARP today. Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the panel. She's with us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Now, if TARP, Professor, was supposed to help the entire financial system recover, why then are smaller banks still feeling such pain?
Well, the smaller banks, in part, have been hit a little later in the crisis. It took them a very long time to get TARP money, and 15% have already missed at least one of their dividend payments, suggesting that they're in real financial distress.
So then what are the threats to smaller banks?
Well, smaller banks are facing big losses in commercial real estate. The amount they have to pay in the dividends on TARP will rise sharply. And they are, quite frankly, at a competitive disadvantage to try to go into the market and raise capital because they're competing against banks that have an implicit guarantee, the too-big-to-fail banks.
Why not have a Citibank on every street corner and forget about the smaller banks?
Well, small banks are important to our financial system for two reasons. One is they disproportionately take care of the lending to small businesses. Also, there's a notion that a diversified banking system, a system that has some big banks and some small banks, some banks in different parts of the country, will be more robust and less likely to tumble when there are economic problems.
So what's the solution here?
Well, the best thing I can say is that this report flags a problem for Treasury. So there's some time for Treasury to rethink this program and, quite bluntly, to work out a plan to deal with the banks that are not going to be able to repay and to think about how they can be structured or, unfortunately, how they can be closed.
Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel. Thank you so much, Professor.
You're welcome.
Checking stocks, Asian shares were higher today. That followed a robust day on Wall Street yesterday. The NASDAQ jumped 2%. The Dow is up 146 points to close at 10,363. European shares a little lower right now.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. ReputationDefender.com/market.
Today, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce holds a job summit across the street from the White House, which is a dig at what the business lobby calls a failed summit the Obama administration put on last December. Reporter Kathy Ducham has more.
What's the best way to create jobs? And the uncertainty about the economy. That's according to the U.S. Chamber's Stan Anderson. He says lingering questions lead businesses to hold back on making investments.
They're concerned that we may be going back into a double-dip recession.
Anderson says the Obama administration needs to take action, sign trade agreements to boost exports, ease up on new regulations, and most important, don't let those Bush administration tax cuts expire. Economist Joshua Shapiro with MFR Financial says low taxes are good, but there's no quick fix.
The problem is that a lot of this requires just patience and an understanding that, you know, we didn't get ourselves into this mess overnight and we're not going to get out of it overnight.
But with midterm elections this fall, there's no such thing as patience. I'm Kathy Ducham for Marketplace.
And finally, the state of Illinois has had quite the problem with Asian carp, an invasive species in its waterways, eating up everything, other fish, fish food. The state's going to send up to 30 million pounds of the carp to China, where it can be served at upscale restaurants. The new export agreement signed by Governor Pat Quinn will increase the amount of fish already being shipped to Asia. Said the governor, if you can't beat them, eat them. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.